It's 15 questions on Disney-related stuff and a quick little five-question quiz with my daughter Annabelle from my friend Luke McKay. This is Trivia with Buds. Welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. This show comes out every single day wherever podcasts are found. So if you found it, hit subscribe on your device to never miss a new episode. Sometimes I do get backed up and maybe it won't come up for 2 or 3 days, but then on that third day, I'll post all 3 episodes or however far I'm behind. So nevertheless, you will have a ton of episodes to listen to if you like playing along with trivia. Now, some of these episodes are me asking questions. Some are me interviewing people. Sometimes there's two people battling on the show. And sometimes I record live shows from my live trivia nights around Southern California, all of which you can find at triviawithbuds.com. Click around on the website, see what you can find, and book me for your holiday party coming up this season. I'll fly wherever and host some very fun, unique, and customizable trivia for you, your friends, your family, your coworkers. It'll be a hoot and a holler. Thank you so much for telling a friend about the show. That's the biggest way we grow. People who like trivia tell other trivia lovers that they should check out the show, and they do, and then they get hooked. And if you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and join the other 51 patrons of the show, and the first 50 of which are getting very cool gifts from me. We had a big goal on the page to try and get to 50 Patreon subscribers, or patrons rather, within a certain amount of time, and we did it. And now I'm buying each one of those 50 patrons something that they like from a franchise of their choice. My friend Manny M wants something Nintendo or Back to the Future or Surprise Me, he says. My friend Brenda M wants Harry Potter or Marvel related stuff. My friend Katie C wants Seinfeld. My friend Kyle A wants Back to the Future. And my friend Brian S wants Roddy Piper, Elvira, or Batman. So very specific choices here, but that's the whole point. I want to get you something you're really into. And if you like surprises like that, again, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and donate a dollar or more to be part of our crew. We have an ongoing chat where people post different things, and recently I posted in there about some shows that I've been watching, and my friend Mrs. Cutjack and the Askin Nebraskan are going back and forth with shows that they watch in their rural areas where they live with or without antenna TV. So if you like that kind of stuff, if you like just talking about trivia and nerdy stuff with other people who like it, go join our Patreon chat, and that is just for a dollar or more. I'll send you the link, and you'll be all set to start contributing. Okay, we have a fun little interview with my daughter Annabelle, just 5 Disney princess questions. They're very easy, so if you have kids that happen to listen to the show, this would be a perfect time for them to listen and try and play along with the questions like Annabelle did. These questions come from Luke McKay, who is a Patreon subscriber and a pal of the show for over a year now. So thank you, Luke, for these questions. Enjoy this quick little chat with Annabelle. Sitting here in my kitchen with my beautiful, gorgeous superstar of a daughter named Annabelle Buds. How are we doing, Annabelle?
Good.
You doing pretty good?
Yeah.
You were just working on drawing some stuff. What were you drawing?
A city.
A city?
Of Olivia.
It was called the City of Olivia, and you drew some buildings and some windows and some doors and some skyscrapers. That was pretty cool, huh? What's some other stuff you've been working on the kitchen table?
I'm coloring.
On coloring, yeah, very good. You got this big new doodle pad, and you got some crayons, and you're really going to town here with these crayons. You broke that orange one? Oh, boy. That's all right. We got plenty of crayons. So you're getting ready to go to school today, and you're very excited. You're a little stuffy. You've been sick, and you're getting over being sick, so that's no fun, right?
No.
Big sniff and a no. I thought this would make you feel better. My friend Luke, who listens to the podcast all the way from Australia, sent you 5 trivia questions on Disney princesses. You want to answer some? Okay, so let's see if you can get these. This is question number 1. Which princess has curly red hair and is an expert at shooting her bow and arrow?
Merida.
Merida. What movie is she in?
Brave.
That's very cool. Do you like Merida? You do? What are some things you like about her?
I like that she runs away from her parents so she can do fun stuff by her own.
You like that she's independent, right? Very cool. Good job. Question number two. Which princess has six sisters and is friends with a fish named Flounder and a seagull named Scuttle?
Ariel.
Oh my gosh. What color hair does she have?
Red.
Red like Merida. That's pretty cool. And you have a Ariel dress that you wear to Disneyland sometimes. That's kind of cool, huh?
No, it's a jacket.
Oh, my mistake. A jacket. All right. Here's question number three. Which princess loves to read and dance in her golden yellow dress?
Belle.
And who has that name?
Me.
You do. Very cool. And Belle is from what movie?
Beauty and the Beast.
Yes, that's very cool. You like that movie? That's a fun one. All right, question number four. Which princess has a pet tiger named Raja and sings A Whole New World?
Jasmine.
And what movie is she from?
Aladdin.
We got to see the new Aladdin. That'll be kind of cool.
Real life.
Yeah, the real life Aladdin. That'll be fun, huh? And question number five. Which princess has long blonde magic hair and gets locked in a tower by her stepmother?
Rapunzel.
You nailed it. You got 5 out of 5. High five, sis. Well done. That's pretty cool. Can you thank my friend Luke?
Thank you, Luke.
Very, very cool.
I have a friend named Luke in my class.
You do? In your TK class? Is he nice? Do you think he knows some good trivia questions? Probably not.
He
doesn't even know about trivia. Well, you'll have to tell him all about it. Maybe you can quiz him with these very same questions. Luke, thanks for those questions. Anything else, Annabelle, before we go? Nothing else? All right. Say, Annabelle.
I have a mermaid room Ariel.
You have a mermaid room like Ariel? Yeah, that's a fun thing to share. What are some cool things you have hanging up in there? A coral reef.
Stickers and a Frankenstein.
All the stuff you have in a mermaid room. All right, that's Annabelle, Rosie B, signing off. Any sign off? Rosie signing off. All right, thanks, Belle.
You're welcome.
There it was, a fun little before school chat with my daughter, who I like to have on the show every once in a while because she's got such a cute voice, right? I just like hearing kids talk. It's like I have my own version of Kids Say the Darndest Things at all times at my disposal around the house. Okay, we're going to jump into the rest of today's episode, which is 10 more questions about Disney-related stuff. I found these on a Reader's Digest quiz on their website. Thought they were a little bit tougher, so we're going to jump into them right now. Here we go. All right. Again, these questions are from rd.com. If you like Reader's Digest or you like Disney trivia, that's where I happen to find this quiz. Doesn't have a year on it when it was published, but there's 20 questions, and I'm just going to read you the first 10 from this website. So here's number one. Who is Princess Aurora's prince? What is the name of Princess Aurora's prince? Question number two, Cinderella's glass slipper fell off of which foot? Cinderella's glass slipper fell off of which of her feet? Number two. Question number three, what is the name of Snow White's prince? There's another prince-related question. Number three, who is Snow White's prince? Question number four, finish this lyric. All those days chasing down a daydream, all those years living in a blur. I'm looking for two more lines after that. That's a tough question. Number four, finish the lyric. All those days chasing down a daydream, all those years living in a blur. Question number five, what is Simba's mother's name? What is the name of Simba's mother in The Lion King? Number five. Question six coming at you. What is Boo's real name? What is Boo's real human name? Question number seven. How many brothers does Prince Hans have? How many brothers does Prince Hans have? Number seven. Question number 8. Which character has the fewest number of lines in a Disney film? Which character has the fewest number of lines in a Disney film? Two questions left. Number 9. How long was the genie stuck in the lamp in Aladdin? Number 9. How long was the genie stuck in the lamp? And number 10. Finish the lyric. If your heart is in your dream. Number 10. Finish the lyric. If your heart is in your dream. All right, those are your very tough Disney-related trivia questions. I thought it was kind of fun to do some very easy ones with my daughter at the beginning, and then give you guys, the listeners, some harder ones in the actual episode. So let's see how you did when we go over the answers to those 10 questions in just a sound effect. Here we go with the answers to Disney trivia. A little bit tougher today. Let's see how you did. Number 1, who is Princess Aurora's prince? The answer there is Prince Philip. Prince Philip, King Stephen, Aurora's father, and King Hubert, Philip's father, agree that the two should marry when they come of age. Prince Philip is the prince's name. Number 2, Cinderella's glass slipper fell off of which foot? That is her left foot. You need to be watching closely to figure out this piece of Disney trivia, and it is her left foot. Question number 3, who is Snow White's prince? I've never heard of this name. Prince Florian. Trick question in this Disney quiz. His name isn't actually mentioned in the film, but Disney trivia experts know him as Prince Florian. Disney France revealed the name on a TV spot, according to Disney Wikia. Plus, he's occasionally referred to as Prince Florian for Disney on Ice shows. Huh, that's fun. Number 4, finish this lyric. All those days chasing down a daydream, all those years living in a blur. That was from Rapunzel, and the answer was all that time never truly seeing things the way they were. So again, very tough. Number 4. Question number 5, what's Simba's mother's name? Simba, Mufasa, and Scar are probably the first names you think of in Lion King, but his mom's name is Sarabi. Who could forget the scene where Scar yells out Sarabi as she walks through a crowd of snarling hyenas with her head held high? That is the answer there. Question number 6, we had a, let's see here. This was about Boo. What is Boo's real name? Everyone calls her Boo in the movie, but if you look in her bedroom, there are drawings where her name Mary is on the drawings, so her name is actually Mary. Very tough stuff. Number 7, how many brothers does Prince Hans have? He has 12. He mentions that, and he is the youngest of the bunch. He's a bad guy in Frozen. Number 8, which character has the fewest number of lines in a Disney film? I guess you could say a lot of side characters probably don't talk in things, like Miko, for example, doesn't talk. But I think they were looking for main characters, and that character was Dumbo. So the title character Dumbo has no lines of dialogue. Number 9, how long was Genie stuck in the lamp? Genie was in there for 10,000 years. He says 10,000 years will give you such a crick in the neck. And number 10, if your heart is in your dream, finish this lyric. No request is too extreme from Pinocchio. No request is too extreme. And it is from When You Wish Upon a Star in 1940. In the movie Pinocchio. All right, guys, those are your questions. Hope you learned something fun today, had some fun playing along with the show. And if you love the show, leave us a review on iTunes. Help us get more eyes and ears on the daily show. That would be very cool of you. And it's free. Just takes you a minute or two in the podcast app. We have over 600 episodes to check out. So if you love trivia, just kind of scroll through the feed till you find topics you're into. And thanks for playing along with today's episode. We got one more question for you in the form of the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California, who directed 2019's Dumbo film. Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Nestle Crunch for the candy bar that brings out the kid in you, or for the kid in you. That's what it was. And your trivia team name of the day is Pumpkin Up the Jams, like Pump Up the Jams, but Pumpkin Up the Jams for the October festivities, which are already afoot around my house and neighborhood. Funky Monkey Designs can be reached at fmdesignsinc.com. Hit them up for all your t-shirt needs and promotional needs and flyers and banners and embroidery and printing. They do it all. fmdesignsinc.com, Funky Monkey, San Dimas, California. And if you want to play trivia for real money, check out this new app. You're going to love it. It's called skillyworld.com. It's linked in the show notes, skillyworld.com. Win real money every day answering true-false questions on your phone at 6:30 p.m. Pacific. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend about the show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.